Even before Yasser Abu Merkhiye presents his identification card at This Is Really checkpoint, the soldiers already know who he is. He has to cross this checkpoint to get to his house in Hebron, in the south of the occupied West Bank. Many cameras monitor his journey home. They're a part of an advanced Israeli surveillance system that includes face scanning cameras and live tracking. The cameras are so close to Yasser's house, he says his family has lost any sense of privacy.
We had see-through curtains before, but I changed them after I heard an Israeli soldier say I can zoom into any house I want and see what happens inside.
In addition to these cameras that have been put up by the Israeli army, just a meter down, residents tell us that Israeli settlers have put up another surveillance system here in Hebron. In 2019, the Israeli military acknowledged this non-official system exists. Children here don't feel safe in their own homes. A few months ago, Israeli soldiers raided this house, woke the children up to take their pictures. A Palestinian sociologist says the surveillance system shows how much the Israeli occupation controls Palestinians.
We are looking at a generation of Palestinians who is anxious, angry, and filled with fear. They feel their lives are useless, and on top of, they're asked to smile to their occupiers.
The Israeli army has installed visible and hidden cameras across the West Bank and told Al Jazeera it's for security reasons. The army doesn't comment on its capabilities, but Palestinians believe there are thousands of cameras monitoring them. Recently, some Israeli soldiers revealed they photographed Palestinians. These photos are then used for a smartphone app called Blue Wolf. The app matches the photos to the person's details in the system and alerts soldiers if the person is wanted for arrest. Israeli organization Breaking the Silence collected the soldiers' testimonies.
The most shocking thing for me, for us, was to hear that we are sending now our soldiers to compete, military units to compete against each other for who takes more photos of Palestinians in the streets.
Even in their homes, Palestinians like Yasser say they feel violated. He fears Israel might use the private data to evict his family out of their house. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, Hebron, in the occupied West Bank.